At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Mikey Sherrill and her family are now living in Princeton at the official residence of the New Jersey governor. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Sherrill, her husband, and children completed the move to Drumthwacket at the end of last week. In a statement, she said that while Montclair in Essex County has been a beloved home for the past 16 years, living in the People's House puts her in the heart of the Garden State, about a 20-minute drive from the State House in Trenton. New Jersey governors are not required to live in the official residence, and many opt not to. The last one to reside in Drumthwacket was Jim McGreevy. He moved in with his family in 2002 and left in November of 2004 after he resigned. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Violent crime in Pennsylvania has fallen to pre-pandemic rates almost across the board. State Attorney General Dave Sunday says there's some good news in those numbers, but is warning about an uptick in drug trafficking. Whitney Downer of the Pennsylvania Capital Star reports advocates are urging the state to prioritize funding for victims, especially following federal funding cuts.
Homicides and assaults are at near record lows and appear to be on track to fall further this year. That's in the Commonwealth and nationwide. Overdose deaths in the state have also dropped 42% during the last decade. Last year, the state seized more than 56 million doses of fentanyl, which Sunday says is enough to kill four times the population of Pennsylvania. One Hazleton official says he's seeing an uptick in people using methamphetamine, which is less deadly. Sunday's office is also monitoring large-scale retail thefts coordinated by larger criminal enterprises that are linked to human and drug trafficking. With more than 100 investigations across 52 counties, he says those crimes aren't limited to big cities.
That's Whitney Downard reporting. Mostly sunny skies on this Monday afternoon in Philadelphia, 83 degrees currently in Center City. We can expect a few clouds to make their way through the skies above Philly over the next few hours, but nothing too dramatic. Temperatures getting up to the mid-80s by about 5 or 6 this evening. Then after that, we start cooling off.